The Caleb Jones blog, Trump may become a socialist in order to beat one. Extended audio content. I want to make a point, but before I do that, I want to give you a few examples of a few things that Trump has done and or things that he's talked about. So the first thing is, you might remember that a while back he tweeted and he literally said, you know, companies in the United States are hereby ordered to not do business with China. That's something that President Xi of China would say to his Chinese, a socialist, communist, command-control economy. It shows you where Trump's head is. Trump recently appropriated about $28 billion of your money, if you're an American, your money and my money, to hand to farmers because of the trade war. A trade war that he initiated unilaterally without going through Congress or any of that other stuff. Something, again, that something president in Eastern Europe would do, not a small government capitalist-based president in the United States, or what the United States was meant to be. On top of that, in 2016 and 2017, and I saw him say it on several occasions, he wanted medical insurance for everyone. He wanted government to pay for medical insurance for everyone, which is something you would hear coming out of a Democrat's mouth. In his book, when he was thinking about running for president back in, I believe, 2000, he proposed a 14% tax on individuals over $10 million just to suck their money out and put it towards Social Security. Things like that. I don't really mind if rich people, ultra-rich people, get taxed a lot. Again, I want to show you where his mind is. When he repealed the mandate regarding Obamacare, you'll remember the slogan. The slogan was repeal and replace. It was not repeal. It was repeal and replace with another big government corporatist healthcare program. Do you know why it was repeal and replace and not just repeal? You know why that was? That's because Trump liked Obamacare originally. When he came into office originally, he liked Obamacare. And so when the guy said, we got to repeal it, Trump's like, well, wait a second. As I talked in the article, he knows what people like. He's like, wait a minute, we can't just repeal it. We have to say repeal and replace because we got to replace it with some other giveaway. We can't just take it away. Americans like free stuff. They're socialists now. He has subsidized oil companies. He has done the thing that people were infuriated that Obama did when Obama passed Obamacare. Suddenly, when companies started complaining that they had to fire people, Obama went in, or Obama's team went in, and unilaterally kind of picked out certain companies and said, okay, oh, no, you guys are exempt from Obamacare. I mean, I hated when he did that. Well, guess what? Trump's done the exact same thing with these tariffs. Commerce Secretary. He's given Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, he's given him the power to just willy-nilly pick certain companies in these industries regarding these tariffs that the tariffs don't apply to. So let me explain something. This is just building up to my point. And this is something that modern day conservatives, and I don't even know if I can call them conservatives anymore. I call them right-wingers. Modern day right-wingers have a real tough concept understanding this. And that is, if you like the welfare state, if you like government spending trillions of dollars on free stuff for its citizens, if you support America's multi-trillion dollar a year empire, if you support massive government, but you hate feminists, you're not a right winger. You're not a conservative. You're a left winger who hates feminists. If you love big government, or at least don't mind big government, that'd be kind of the hardcore Trump supporter when Trump bombs Syria or doesn't build a wall or jacks up these deficits more than Obama did. And the Trump supporter goes, well, I don't really care. So what? So if you don't even mind gigantic government, but you are against abortion, that doesn't mean you're a right-wing conservative. You are a left-winger who doesn't like abortion. And we have now entered into a scenario where the right has become fiscally left. And that's what I meant in the article when I said everyone is a socialist now in the United States. The left are socialists, or at least quasi-socialists, and the right are quasi-socialists. I get emails and comments from right-wing Trump supporters who think things like the universal basic income is a great idea and government-funded healthcare is a great idea and so on. This is why you're going to see not only socialism in the United States relatively soon, or at least some form of socialism, you're going to see a president soon who is an overt socialist, someone who doesn't hide from that moniker like past Democrat presidents have. I have also said, and I believe this, and I thoroughly believe this, you will see some form of universal basic income. It won't be exactly what Andrew Yang is proposing, but some bastardized weird version of universal basic income in the United States before it collapses. We're going to shift more and more left as we have for the past 80, 90 years or so. That trend is going to continue. until the collapse occurs. You could argue that we never really had this, but we certainly no longer have an opposition ideology to the big government desires of the left. The left loves big government, and now the right, particularly since George W. Bush, also loves big government. That's why you may have noticed, since 2000, 2001, you have seen government growth in the United States on steroids. You have seen government growth in the last 19, 18 years, the likes of which we have never seen in all of human history. That's what happens when both ideologies that run your country love big government, or at a minimum, don't mind big government. They don't mind when someone like Trump or Obama jacks up spending by hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars. So if these articles are accurate, and again, I believe they are, that Trump is saying behind closed doors, Jesus, this is going to be hard to run against socialism. If that's true, he's making a very, very accurate observation. I have said before, and I will say it again, either Republicans are not going to be able to win future elections in the future, or they will, but they won't be Republicans anymore. They'll call them Republicans, but they will simply be another version of Democrat who you'll see Republican politicians stand up and start promising people all kinds of free stuff, because they'll almost have to do that to compete against the left, which is becoming a more and more popular ideology as America nears collapse. This stuff is really fascinating. This stuff made me angry many, many years ago, but now I've gotten used to it. I'm just going to leave the country, so I don't care. But it is really fascinating to watch the fall of the Roman Empire happen before my very eyes. At some point, probably next year, I'm actually going to read those books, The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, just as a corollary and a parallel to what I'm seeing in my own country, in my own empire. It's really interesting. And I am super curious as to how it comes about. I know I have a decent idea of what's going to happen, but I don't know specifically the details of what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. So uncovering those things and watching those things as they take place when I am safely far across the other side of the ocean or in South America is going to be really interesting.